You know what I do?
Check.
I'll tell you how great you are on camera so that you get
I'll take that. What? All right. Are we ready, mommy?
Are we rolling?
Yeah,
ready.
Yeah, let's roll.
Ready in 5, 4, 3, 2. Yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. Where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's at?
Where my mom's at podcast with Christina P.
What's up? It's me. I'm your mom. I worked out this morning. I'm very tired. I know some people are supposed to be proud of themselves when they work out. I feel shame when I work out. I feel like I look stupid the whole time. And I'm just glad that I got over myself to do it today. Anyway, let me plug some stuff before we get into our wonderful guest. All right. Go to ChristinaPOnline.com for tickets. Gramercy Theater, I added a 5 o'clock show. It'll probably be gone, hopefully, by now. And then Ridgefield, come Netticunt, the Ridgefield Playhouse, March 24th. And then I'm doing the Netflix Festival in LA at the Masonic Lodge at the Hollywood Forever. It's actually a cemetery, May 8th. And I thought that would be so fucking cool to do a cemetery. And my agent knows that I'm a goth.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And will you bring up my guest information so I can... Plucker. I'm so excited to have Jessica Singleton with me today. Give it up.
Yay. So excited to be here.
She just headlined Cap City Comedy Club here in Austin. And I have to tell you that I love getting to know the next class of comedians. And you're a headliner. You're young. You're fresh. And you know what I love
about you
is that you go for the jokes. And my pet peeve with any comic is when they're too cool.
Oh, yeah, no. I went through a phase of, like, playing to the back of the room to the comedians where you're like, just stand here and be cool. But I'm like, that's not why I got into this. I'm a jackass.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I hate when they don't try. And I love that you try. I think it's so important to try. I know it's not cool to try, but whatever.
No, it is. It's embarrassing to try. It's like you were saying with, like, working out. You're like, this is...
It's so embarrassing to work out.
Yeah, well, because it's so, like, dude, bombing when you're really trying on a physical comedy bit is so painful. You're like, I'm squatting, and I'm like, oh, we're just going to stare at me while my lips are almost ripping through my jeans.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, it's
good,
so
good,
embarrassing.
Good. Yeah.
It's so embarrassing to bomb.
Yeah.
But I think it's so good because, like, people ask me, what embarrasses you? And I'm like, not a ton because I'm a comedian.
Yeah, we get used to it. You get numb.
You get numb, yeah.
Yeah, you almost forget what's embarrassing. Yeah, like,
yes, for regular people.
Say things to regular people and go, oh, that was, oh, God, I've ruined your life.
That should be shame.
Yeah, good day.
But I am embarrassed to work out because I feel like I don't look good doing it. Like, I'm not naturally athletic. I've had to force it.
And I feel bet like you look great. You're
bag.
Hot.
You're sweet.
By the way,
so
Stacia Patwell says hi. I'm doing her shit now.
Oh, you're doing Stacia Patwell. Oh, yeah. She's been on the show.
Yeah, just trying to get... I'll never look like her, but I'm trying.
She's gorgeous and she's so funny and she's been through it all, so she can really motivate you. I love her story, you know?
I know. I love that, like, she was a piece of shit at some point because then I'm like, all right, well, there's hope for the rest of us.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Stacia Patwell, she's a comedian, actually, and she became a trainer during the pandemic, and she has the School of Thought, T-H-O-T, that hoe over there.
Yeah.
And her whole thing is like, look, it sucks. Working out sucks.
Yeah, it's
just
I like not having
do
the
it.
Bullshit where it's like, oh, we don't have to pretend that we're pumped to just... donkey kick. I'm like, this is fucking stupid.
Yeah, and she told you, like, this is the stupidest thing you're gonna do, but you're gonna do it and you're gonna get over it.
Yeah, she's just mainlining Nicorette. She's like, keep it going, lift your leg higher. And I'm like, fuck you. But it's great for hotel rooms and shit. Like, it's
so good.
You can do it anywhere. So.
And can I tell you, because I love her so much, is that she really manifested a wonderful life for herself.
Dude, yeah, she has a Greek husband.
Yeah.
She's married to a Greek god. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. A real alpha male. And don't they live in Greece now?
Yeah.
I mean, she went from, like, just being, like you said, a piece of shit in her own words.
Yes,
to, like,
in her own
fitness
words.
Guru, to marriage, to living abroad
crushing
and crushing it.
And then, like, making a bunch of female comedians hot and hotter. Yeah. And I mean, that's just devastating for everyone to find out. That's like, turns out you can still be funny and be hot.
I know.
Watch out. Okay. I don't know.
But you know, when I was coming up, it's funny because that was so frowned upon to be attractive. And I did it for many years. I tried to play down my looks.
Well, put on the hoodie. That's the first advice men gave me. They're like, well, you can't be too hot. And I'm like, okay, first of all, that's not going to be a problem. No one's like, is that a supermodel? Like, relax. No one's like, I can't focus. But yeah, no, but people be like, don't wear dresses. Don't
wear dresses. Don't look too fat. But then I got the opposite advice later, which was like, you should be hotter. You're going to sell more tickets if you're like the hot girl. And I'm so neither here nor there with that stuff. I'm not comfortable being sexually whatever.
Anything?
Ogled. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Cause then I'm like, I already have weirdos. I mean, like, I love the people who come to my shows, but there's always, you know, a couple weirdos who are after the show. And I'm like, imagine if I was like on stage, like, anyway, my dad left me in a Waffle House. I'm just going to get molested.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gross enough as it is. But yeah. Anyway, I try not, and then I just learn not to think too much about the sexual stuff and just dress how you want to dress. Yeah, who are you? Be who you are, and then
just do what makes you comfortable, and then it gets better.
It does get better. Yeah, so you're from Alaska.
Yeah, I am.
God, how depressing. Is that just the worst place?
Miserable. Everyone kills themselves and murders people. It's great. I couldn't wait to get out. We moved there when I was in sixth grade. My mom drove us from Mississippi to Alaska.
When this relocation?
Oh, I mean, basically.
Witness protection program.
It was just like my life, my parents' marriage fell apart. My dad was a fat meth head. Which is like, pick an addiction. It's fucking crazy.
I didn't know you could be fat and do
meth. Me neither. That's why I don't think anyone knew he was a meth head for years. And then he just left. And we're like, well.
Because meth makes you not hungry. So he would push past.
I think he was eating the meth, honestly. Or he was methed out and had like meth brain and was like, people are going to start to think I'm on meth if I get thin. And just like eating as a cover. I don't. No.
How fat was he?
He was a big, big man.
Like 400 pounds?
Probably 300.
That's a lot.
Like pushing three when I was that age. And he's like 6'3". So he's like a
big
dude. I mean, he passed away in 2020 and I saw him and he was like, yeah, dude, the fact that he made it that long. I got a call that he was dying and I was like, he's still alive? What the fuck is happening? And I went to see him. I like flew to the hospital. He's just... Because he was in Florida. It was November 2020. They didn't give a fuck. They're like, come in, spit each other's eyes. Yeah. It's all fake.
Yeah.
But man, just, I was like, oh, he got even bigger. Like,
just
chain smoking, doing a lot of sitting, I assume.
I mean, that is so difficult on one's heart, the meth alone, and then to be heavy on top of it. It's just, I'm surprised he did live that long.
Yeah. And I was like, pretty good run. He made
good
it to
genetics.
His 60s. Yeah. Like, damn, imagine if he had been at peak health. The man never would have died.
I know.
Just insane.
But that means you have good genetics. You have like cockroach DNA.
I'm from a sperm bank. I found out when I was 19. So that man, they spent a bunch of money because he couldn't have kids. And then he became a meth head anyway. It's like maybe God was trying to be like run defense. Like, hey, this isn't for you, pal.
Yeah.
So I'm from a sperm bank. I found out like I did 23andMe and I'm like just half Jewish. And I thought I was going to find out my mom's whole family was Jewish and they didn't know. And then I got my mom 23andMe, just me. The maternal lone Jew in my family.
What? So hold on. So you found out at 19. Does that mean you said you found out through 23andMe or
no,
before?
No, I found out. Okay. This is, we're really diving in.
Oh, yeah. I don't fucking play. I can't do chit-chat. It bores me.
No, me neither. It's like, I don't give a fuck about the weather.
I'm too traumatized.
No. But how was your day?
No one cares.
And then I burden people by launching into something too deep. It's like, I'm not feeling great. Oh, I love you for that.
So how did you find it? Your mom told you? Like,
no,
hey.
I graduated high school in Alaska, went to college in Florida, where my dad, of course, had moved to. Because where do meth heads go to die? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. But and I was like, oh, we'll be closer to my dad who left. Like, he's like, get away from me. But I would go visit him every, like a couple months. I'd go have dinner. And I had an older stepbrother. And one night we were up late drinking Bud Lights, just getting high. And he made some joke about me and my brother. I was like, oh, people say that someone said we look alike, and he's like, oh, you guys don't look anything alike. And then I said, yeah, I always kind of thought I was adopted or something. And he just had like a face. He's like, and I was like, what the fuck
he knew
is that? And he told me, and he's like, I'm not supposed to tell you. Your dad will kill me. And I'm like, oh, what? That's this? And I'm sitting here worried because because it turns out I'm Jewish, worried about like, my grandmother has Alzheimer's and people in my family have seizures. I have to be worried. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So then I had to like, I tried to sneak, bring it up to my dad. I like created this whole story of like, yeah, I'm taking like a genetics class in college and I need like a cigarette butt from you. And we're going to like learn how our genes line up.
Wow. And did he give it to you?
Wait, yeah, he was like, okay. And then I was like, the jig is up, dad, I know. And he's like, what? And then he was like, I couldn't have kids. I still see you as my daughter. Whatever.
This is wild. But the fact that they asked your half brother to keep the secret.
Yeah, I guess he overheard him telling my stepmom, which I now I'm like, now I'm like, he could have only been like, don't worry, they're not my real kids. Like, that's why would that even come up?
Why would you tell, like, you just, yeah, you move on from it. You don't even, it's an afterthought.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to know that then that guy is not your bio dad.
Yeah.
Because that
guy's kind of good. I mean, yeah. I still got my mom's genes, which are, it's a real uphill battle, but
yeah,
you know, we try.
Jesus Christ. So your mom fled to Alaska.
Yeah, drove us two weeks in a car, hopped up on Notos, just like, it's an adventure. An absolute psychopath.
Why Alaska?
She got a job there. I think she was just trying to get us far away. We were in a small town in Mississippi, and everyone talks like they got a divorce and he left.
Oh.
So she was just losing her mind, understandably now.
Yeah.
When I like, at the time I was like, fuck you. And now I look back and I'm like, yeah, I'd snap too.
But Alaska is literally where they put you for the witness protection program.
Yeah, it's go there to get like, to hide.
To disappear. Is that why did she have family there or friends?
No,
nobody
nothing.
There.
We just showed God up in damn. A Subaru, like sliding on ice. She's like, I don't know how to drive in the winter. And within
what
a week,
a psycho.
Yeah, I found out I was allergic to cold weather.
Oh,
I break out into hives if I get too
seriously?
Cold. And I was like, I hate everything.
Yeah.
Immediately became just the Adaria. Just immediately.
Of course.
Like,
that's why you're a comic.
Oh, yeah.
So wait, what part did you move? Because
Anchorage.
I've been there. It's horrible.
It's a wild ride. And I have friends. I like going back and seeing them. But it's like when I have people, like people who know me go there, they go, oh, I understand why you are the way you are.
You're frosty insides.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was there like in January. I forget what year it was. I was a new headliner. And it was like 8 in the morning on a Sunday or 10 in the morning. And still blackout.
Pitch black.
Yeah, it's so awful. It's very dismal.
So bad.
And then at the shows, it was only men who showed up, mostly men.
Yeah, it's mostly
alcoholic.
Men there, just deranged alcoholics.
Because they work on the oil rigs, yeah.
Yeah, so they have 2 weeks off. They'll just come binge drink.
Yeah.
Like on their 2 weeks. Yeah. Chilku Charlie's? Is that where you were?
I don't
Do you
remember.
Remember?
Oh. It was so long ago. And I was kind of excited to see Alaska. Because I'm like, this is cool. And then I was like, this is not. And it's just gray.
Yeah, it's dismal.
Yeah. Whoa, Jinx.
Whoa,
yummy
that's
Coke.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to get the fuck out. Dude, there were like so many people's parents killed themselves. I have friends who were murdered.
What?
It's fucking crazy.
Because the dudes go crazy and murder. And
yeah, everyone goes, well, I have three friends who were murdered by their mom. She's a paranoid schizophrenic.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's fucking
three
wild.
Friends that were murdered by different moms or
no,
the same
all
that
they were all brothers and it happened over the course of a day. So
what?
Yeah, it was wild.
And she flipped and just killed them
just
all?
Snapped. She had been like unwell and they actually earlier that year were gonna move in with their grandma and then when they were like, we can't leave her.
Leave her. Go no contact.
Leave your mom. Cut off your mothers, you guys. Let it end. Yeah,
that's dark. Were you goth ever?
Dude, I tried.
Yeah.
But I was like too poor to like get the cool goth stuff. So I was like, this can't sustain. I just go back to wearing these stupid graphic t-shirts my mom got me at Sears. I can't live like this.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
I was friends with all the goth kids, but I'd be like a sea of black and then me in like a pink turtleneck. Like, I'm going to put a safety pin through my ears too.
Yeah.
it's
very contrived. Thing.
It's a
so
commitment.
So then, I imagine, like, what is there to do? Teenager just drinking and screwing.
I mean, heroin is a lot of people's choice. But drinking. I started drinking when I was like 15.
Sure.
Yeah, just gross 40 ounces of Steel Reserve or whatever we could afford with our like shitty, I worked at Carl's Jr. money. Like,
hey, I love Carl's Jr.
Dude, me too, but they're not paying great.
No, that is my favorite fast food restaurant.
Oh, it's so good.
I feel like it doesn't get the appreciation it deserves.
It doesn't. A Western cheeseburger?
That's what I got fat on when my first kid.
Dude.
I was eating them 3 times a week, extra onion rings, extra barbecue sauce, and then I'd pull over in the parking lot and eat the whole thing in front of this nail salon, and they saw me every time and they eventually would start laughing at me. It was just really fun.
Yeah.
Fucking like, fatty.
Like, fuck you.
I'm fucking pregnant.
And I'm growing a cowboy in here.
I gained 80 pounds because of Carl's Jr.
Oh, God.
Thank
bless.
You, Carl's Jr. It was good. The kid's healthy, though. The kid's healthier than the other one.
Probably put him off Carl's Jr. for life. Yeah. He's like, if I ever see a crisp cut fry, I'm going to blow my head off.
And the crisp cut fries slap, too.
Dude, yeah. Dipped in ranch. Forget it.
So good.
Dude, they had milkshakes. It's a miracle. It is a testament to my metabolism that I didn't graduate high school just
seriously.
With no ankles. It's
seriously, you know, the only fast food I worked was Starbucks, and thankfully you just drink coffee and get tweaked all day. So yeah. I actually lost weight at that gig.
Yeah.
But every other, if you're waiting tables, at least you're running around a lot. So
yeah, Carl's Jr. just, and I was like the friendly man. I was like the dork, like put her on the front counter. She's aww. Cheerful. They put me in the local commercial. I was such a aww. Dork.
No, like, you were a star. That's star quality.
You're right. I was a star.
Yeah, you're
and
a fucking
Carl's
winner.
Carl's Jr. recognized it.
Well, let me tell you, I went to McDonald's this weekend twice with my kids.
Hell yeah.
And the service now, it's appalling. They don't even like, they're like, hanging.
Dude.
Some woman just shits on you. It's terrible.
Yeah, like, what?
Yeah.
on the drive-thru, what?
Yeah. They stopped training them. They used to be nicer, I feel.
I know. It used to be, like, part of the job. And as someone who did it, I take it so personally.
Yeah.
But then I think about, I'm like, why did I take it so seriously? People would be like, oh, hook me up with fries. And I'd be like, are you trying to get me fired? Like, I was such a loser. I was like, I need this. I need, and it's like, did I need the money? Well, yeah, probably. But also I was like, I need things to keep me out of my house.
Yes, I get that. How old were you when you were working the CJs?
Like 16, 17. Perfect. Was like my end of high school. Yeah.
That's sweet. That's good though. Cause then it kept you on the straight and narrow. Like you had something to do.
It just kept me from being like, I still partied. I would drink and get high as balls. But like, I think it could have been way worse if I didn't
way
have.
Way worse.
And I was playing sports. I was doing it all.
You did.
All the things.
What did you play?
I played hockey.
Wow.
Yeah. I was bad at it.
Yeah.
Like I learned to ice skate. I learned like when I was 15. They needed more girls for a girls hockey team. So my friend who was so good at hockey, she's like, just come out. They needed bodies. So I was like the entertainment on the bench. But I loved like rage crashing into people.
Yeah.
But forget just me just flailing out there with a stick.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, soccer was my main sport. I tried everything.
Good for you. You're very scrappy. I can see that. You're a survivor.
Yeah,
you're a survivor.
You
you're a hustler.
Have to be, you know.
Well, to be a female comedian, most you can't be soft and fey.
No,
you know?
you'll
get eaten
actually
alive.
Die. Yeah. You will literally just pass away.
That first hotel they put you in, you will just die.
Dude, you stay in a comedy condo and you're like, you really decide if it's your dream or not.
Well, yeah, because the bacteria, the cum count alone, there's so much different jizz on everything.
Yeah, there's jizz on the handle walking in and you're like, well.
So disgusting.
I'm either all in or I gotta get back to school.
I know it's funny because I, like now looking at you and talking to you, I'm like, God, I remember what that's like to be like a, you know, a headliner, a young headliner, and you're just starting to make headway. And I think too, that at least for, I don't know if you feel this way as a female comic, but like I didn't have the luxury that the male comics did of like, yeah, you can just bomb this weekend. Like, no, you cannot fucking bomb. Like,
no, they will never have you back. And also, like, I don't know if you felt this, and it's starting to be more women, so it feels less like this, but there'll still be lineups where it's like, I'm the only woman, you know, on a showcase lineup, and it's this like pressure of, if I bomb, it's not I'm not funny.
Yeah.
It's you're like, Donnie, women aren't funny.
The whole gender, if there is such a thing, the whole
yeah, but
female...
then I do it too, where I'm like, this bitch better kill when I'm watching. Like, you're representing the rest of us. It's like I'm also the problem.
Well, I know it sucks. It's pressure. It definitely is. But that's why you have to be built different. You got to be built in Anchorage, Alaska.
You got to be kind of fucked up. But it is. It's like, well, our goal is to be laughed at. We're obviously fucked up.
Oh yeah,
that's everyone else's nightmare.
I know. Isn't
they're gonna laugh at me, and I'm like, I hope they fucking laugh at me.
Yeah. God, that's so interesting. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're deranged.
I know.
Yeah. It's like that. That's where, like, that's love. I'm humping the air and they're laughing. Like, oh God, kill me.
It's so fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, what's interesting too is like, you know, I feel a lot of shame for my upbringing sometimes. Like, I get this weird shame spiral about being weird and being
shame spiral about anything.
Well, I know, but then I saw this cartoon my kids were watching about Hansel and Gretel. It's like this, which I love Grimm's fairy tales. By the way, parents, the Grimm's fairy tale, this is the real OG stuff. Everything that you've ever read, these stories were rooted in like the Grimm's fairy, the Brothers Grimm. And the original Cinderella story, it's called
Aschenputtel.
Yeah, yeah. And she cuts her foot off to fit into the glass slipper. Like shit like that. Like it's really dark shit.
Jesus.
And kids love it. The darker, the weirder, kids just eat it up. Anyway, last night, Hansel and Gretel. Gretel had to, she has a finger missing because in order to get away from the Wicked Witch, she had to like put her finger in a lock and she lost it. And she has this bandage.
It's like the original Saw.
Yeah, it's so
rad.
It's so good. And this guy goes to her, he's like, she's like, oh, I'm so ashamed. And he's like, don't be ashamed. It just means that you've lived a lot of life. And you know when you, I don't know, you don't have kids yet, but sometimes when I watch my kids' shows, I'm like, oh yeah. It means I have lived a big life. Like, if I can learn life lessons from
you're like, man, I should have watched kids shows when I was a kid.
I know, I didn't. I was watching, like, you know, The Love Boat or Love Connection with my mom. But
I was watching Happy Days.
I was watching Happy Days. Yeah, I was in love with the Fonz. He was my guy.
What a babe. And then when you find out that, like, that's just Henry Winkler. He's this tiny, nice little Jewish man. What a man. Well, what acting.
I know. He was the cool guy. But it just means that you've lived a lot of life. And it's crazy when you hear something like that, and it just like reframes your thinking on stuff. And then you're like, oh yeah, I'm not fucking shameful. I've just been through a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And now I know why people want to die. It's so funny. Like I, like I'm like looking at TikToks of older people because I'm looking at the next 20 years and I'm like, how do I age well? Like, I don't want to age like Madonna because that bitch looks fucking crazy.
No, that's fucking psychotic. It's it's like as women, we're looking for this balance of like, well, like, I want to age just like good. I don't want to be.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to be like plastic back, but I will have a facelift. I'll do one good facelift. They say you got one good one. I'll have my eyes done in a little bit, but I don't want to
look
crazy.
Great.
Yeah. I feel fine. I don't mind being 47. That's how old I am. I don't give a shit. I'm not trying to pull
the wool.
But anyway, I did find a cool lady. If you want to look at a good example, look at Kim Gordon from Sonic Youth. Will you bring up Kim Gordon? Dude, if you like, whether or not you listen to Sonic Youth, she's so fucking cool. She's the bassist for years. Look at her. She's 70. And
she's 70?
Yeah. Well, that, I mean, these pictures are younger.
Oh, I was like, now she what is. She's she eating?
She's an artist. There she is now. Like, she's just like... She's real. I can tell she's had a little, I think, eye work done, which is good.
She's had a little. 12 for 70. I just think of, I mean.
But look how dope she is. Like, that's how I want to age. And then Thurston Moore. Do you want to know some goss?
Yes.
So she was with Thurston. That's her husband. For like,
oh my God.
They met when they were like teenagers in New York City and they formed Sonic Youth. And then they've been together for like 30 years and they had a kid together. And then Thurston wrote a book like a decade ago. And he fell in love with his 28-year-old editor.
What a pig.
Google Thurston Moore's fucking pig bitch that he's with.
You pig.
And then he dumped Kim Gordon, and the Sonic Youth fan world was beside themselves.
Oh, I hope they ripped him to shreds.
Oh, they did.
That's right. You don't leave your hot wife that you built something with.
Right. I side with Kim all the way, all day, girl. You come on my show, we'll talk some shit.
Yeah. Like, that's...
Dude, what a bummer. Yeah, it's like, there she is. There, that. Is that? No, that's not it. That's from, that girl's in pussy, right? But yeah, for like a 28-year-old, I'm like,
why do men do that? You know what it is? Is like
midlife
they,
crisis.
Midlife crisis. Oh, they need Ava someone Prince. To think they're smart and successful, and their wife is like, the jig is up, you fucking moron. Like,
I know. Yeah. Oh, I hate that she's cute. I actually like the girl that Thurston's with, too.
Damn it. Of
she's
course she is.
I mean, fine. It's his fault.
Imagine if he left her for a 28-year-old troll. I mean, insult to injury.
I know.
The last guy I dated, I found out he was like trying to cheat with people. And I'm like, that looks like you in a wig. Like, could you just, could it be a hot person?
But can I tell you something? Is that they all cheat under. Like, they usually cheat under. Like, when I was cheated on in, like, college, it's with pigs. They do it with pigs.
They cheat down. And it's like, I would feel so a insulting. Little bit better if, like, if I found out you were cheating, I was like, well, I'd have sex with her. You know? Like,
I know.
It's always, like, chick. The most hideous person you've ever seen.
I know. Oh, but the point I was making about getting older, too, is, like, you kind of... I can see now why older people are like, I've had enough. I'm ready to die. Because you're like, you just go through so much. You raise your kids. You become a wife. You da-da-da-da. And you're like, enough.
Yeah.
I'm all lived out. I'm fucking sucked dry, too.
Oh, my God. No more. I felt like that since I was 16. Like, yeah. I know I'm going to live to be really old just because it's like, of course I'm going to suffer.
Yeah, either I'm going to die like next year. Or I'm going to live to be 120. Yeah. I feel like it's going to go like extreme. I'm not going to live like a normal amount.
No.
I don't know. My dad's got that cockroach DNA, like Hungarian. Like he eats what he wants. Living forever. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But good thing your dad's not your dad. That's huge.
I mean, that is like, thank God. I'm just going to, I hope if I'm old, it's like a mobile old. Like, yeah. I don't want to. My grandma was just riddled up.
I don't
it's
like
just,
that.
Put me down.
Put me down. Can I tell you what I started doing to because in my I saw Dave Gahan of Depeche Mode, and he performed so lovely, and I was like, that's what awesome. I want. I want to be flexible, so I started weightlifting because women, that's you get your bone density, you lose that in menopause. You need to lift weights. Here, do you want to hear Pajitsky effects? Let's do some of these. I haven't read emails from listeners or done anything for my listeners in so long, Jessica.
Yes.
Let's get people. Caught up. So a Pajitsky effect is when you realize you've been doing something stupid your whole life.
Oh yeah.
And then you figure it out. Like, for instance, my husband and I shared one phone charger for like years until we realized we could buy two.
Wow.
I know.
That's wild.
That's so stupid.
That's so, I mean, that's, for me, that's like poverty brain. It's like, well, we got one.
Yeah. That's
do we need? Dude, I'll, yeah. Man, I probably have so many of those.
Yeah, just think about it. Like, when I'll read some of these, or let's play the voicemail. It's been so long. And it'll probably jog your memory. It's more poverty thinking. I think you're right. It's like just growing up.
Yeah, you communist. Had to be resourceful.
Here, play some voicemails. I haven't.
Sorry, give me one sec to get them.
Oh, yeah. It's been so long since I've done, like, but I think today I was driving in. I'm like, I have to honor my audience. Ladies, imagine a bra that you actually want to wear. You probably can't think of one unless you already own Honey Love. Today's sponsor, Honey Love, has revolutionized the bra game. Say goodbye to underwire and bulky fabrics that trap heat. Honey Love's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for underwire without sacrificing lift. Plus, they're made with fabric that's so soft it feels like a second skin. You'll immediately feel and see the difference. It's so next level comfortable, you'll forget you're wearing it. For a limited time only, you can get Honey Love on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/WMMA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/WMMA. I love my Honey Love bras. They are fantastic. They are just comfortable and they look great in t-shirts. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/WMMA. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honey Love because you deserve it. Grocery bills are so expensive these days, but now they don't have to be. Start getting cash back on your grocery shopping with the free Ibotta app and get cash back every time you shop. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items, from groceries to beauty supplies to toys, so you can make sure you're beating inflation no matter what you're purchasing. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip. So you can buy that flight you've been eyeing, that game you're dying to go to, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 just for trying Ibotta by using the code WMMA when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use code WMMA. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code WMMA.
Everyone gets down sometimes, and it can really start to affect your life. Talking to a therapist can give you a real lift, but you may not be sure how to get started. Talkspace has made it easy to find a therapist you like. It's convenient to meet online. You can be home or wherever you're most comfortable. I mean, I can't advocate therapy enough. It's changed my life dramatically. And especially with Talkspace, there's no reason not to get a therapist. Sometimes people wait until something bad happens to talk to a therapist. But why wait? You can get a therapist through Talkspace. Therapy can help you shift your perspective, find tools to cope in difficult times, and be a guiding light. Getting started is the most important part. Talkspace makes it easy and affordable. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/WMMA. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/WMMA to get $80 off of your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/WMMA. You shouldn't have to worry when you buy tickets to your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. With killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and their best price guarantee, Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. What I love about Game Time is you can buy tickets an hour before the show that you want to go see, or even while the show's already in progress, which is very, very rare. Game Time is the only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase. See the view from your seat before you buy, so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. All-in prices show your total up front, so you know you're getting a great deal before you check out. Buy tickets in seconds with two taps. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code WMMA for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code WMMA for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Oh my God. What do you have coming up? Well, Young Zolo looks. Anything you want to promote?
Oh yeah, I mean, for fuck's sake, please follow me at JMS Comedy. Social media, I hate it, but we need it. And then I'm gonna be in Tucson, March 15th, 16th, in Grand Rapids. I'll be back in Alaska, Anchorage. I'm doing Homer, Alaska.
Hey now.
Doing a festival in Portland. I'm coming to Dayton, Kentucky. I don't even know where that is.
I didn't know there was a Dayton, Kentucky.
Very excited about it.
Which one are you doing in Michigan?
Dr. Grant.
Dr. Grant.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about it. I was next door eating and I had severe diarrhea. And
hot.
Then I had to perform that night. It was like they were calling me to stage as I was shitting in the restaurant.
Oh,
it was pretty cool. Yeah.
Dude, I've been there. Yeah. That is rough. I've full on like, I've stuffed... This is so gross. I've stuffed toilet paper in my butt cheeks and been like, let's hope for the best.
Yeah.
Because I like yell and squat. I'm like, we're really playing with fire here.
You're very physical.
Yeah. It's,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, not in those moments.
Yeah.
I've definitely sharded in Peoria.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah. Sharded in Peoria. That should be the name of your first hour.
Yes.
Sharding in Peoria. Which that club is called?
The Jukebox?
Yeah, Jukebox.
It's next to a racetrack you can hear. And then Dan... it's just, there's the guy who runs it. He's a, you know, nice guy. He'll be on a corded phone in the lobby screaming at people who didn't show up for their tickets. He's like, you paid for tickets and all these seats. I could have put someone else here. It's like, this is amazing.
Yeah. Good to see it hasn't changed because that's how it was when I was there a million years ago.
Maybe it should change a little, but you know, it's stayed true.
Is the strip club still next door?
Yes.
That one's the best.
I went in there.
Yeah, of course. You have to when you headline like, that.
Well, at least I could always turn to this if things get dark.
Of course you can. You can only do OnlyFans now. I think about it a lot. Like if Tom drops dead tomorrow, first thing I'll be doing is put my feet up on OnlyFans.
Oh, I think about my feet all the time. I've had people give me money like in my DMs for my feet. I had a guy buy shoes off of me for a lot of money and then he disappeared.
Oh,
like, wow. Well,
all right. Do we have it up ready? Okay. Let's do a Pajitsky effect before we head out.
This is Logan from Maine. I think I got a Pajitsky effect. Pajitsky?
This is why I don't go by Pajitsky.
I don't have to share my tube of toothpaste with my wife.
Yep.
For 5 years, I've been bitching at her for never putting the cap on, never squeezing it to the top. And just the other day, as I'm buying toothpaste, I fucking bought two tubes of toothpaste.
Yeah.
Hey. Coming up in May, Hitler. Love you, mommy.
You can buy, I mean, we've discussed this in the past. You can buy two of everything. You can buy multiples of everything.
Yeah.
You can have a deodorant, by your bed. You can have a deodorant on your makeup stand or whatever.
I put makeup wipes, like the makeup removers, on my nightstand because I'm like, there's going to be days I get into bed and I'm not fucking getting back up.
No.
No.
You know what I started doing that was a game changer for travel is having two sets of makeup.
Yes, because I keep either forgetting or I'll leave my makeup behind.
Yep. So if you could just get like, even just go to like Rite Aid, if you guys travel for work, and just buy like the Rite Aid set of your makeup and buy a little container and just keep that in your travel kit. And then you'll never be without, you know, mascara or whatever. That one really helps.
Yeah.
And drugs. Travel with like Sudafed, aspirin.
That's smart. I always have ibuprofen.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that one will fuck you. All right, let's do another one. He's right. You can buy two, you can buy five.
Hey, Mommy and the Booth Boys. Yeah, I've got a bit of a Pazinski effect. At 40-some years old, I realized, thanks to my wife, you know, RIP, that it is acceptable to put more than one slice of meat on a sandwich.
Wow. Right now,
we were poor, so we only allowed one slice of meat on a sandwich, one slice of cheese, and a thin layer of mayo, and my wife saw me doing that one day and told me that you could put more meat and cheese on there if you want. It's fine. All right. Love you guys. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but someone had... Do you know what you can do, too? I just learned this. You can put... Because I make grilled cheeses for my sons all the time.
Oh, love it. Best sandwich.
Yo, you can put ham in your grilled cheese.
You just realized that?
Yeah. You can put turkey in your grilled... You could put different kinds of cheeses, bro. You could mix that shit up. Put Gouda. You could put Parmesan.
I'll do a Swiss and a sharp cheddar all day. Man.
I didn't know that until I'm 47 years old. I've been doing... I'm like, I have strict rules. It's cheddar or American only.
Yeah, if it's not yellow, keep the hell off of my grilled cheese. I want it bright yellow.
Yeah.
Oh, but then it feels like you've opened up a whole door. I remember when I realized I could put ham and cheese, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm a chef.
I didn't even know that until now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I made two things of top ramen. This is such poverty.
Sure.
Culinary.
Love top ramen.
I took a beef packet and a chicken packet, put it in
there.
You
just blew my mind right now, bro. I didn't even know you could do that until right now.
You can do that, and it's so good. I was like, I will die of sodium poisoning over this. It was.
You can mix the flavors.
Yeah.
Dang, dude.
You don't think it's like Neapolitan for noodles. It's crazy.
Just blew my mind.
Dude, I got to get some shrimp in there.
The shrimp one's good. It's oddly good. It's disgusting and good. Yeah.
Yeah. It's disgusting how much I love ramen noodles. Probably a blessing. I lived off of them for like 4 years after my dad left. It was like all we ate. It's probably why I'm so short.
Yeah.
But like, man, it's...
Every day. I had it every day as a latchkey kid. You come home, you make your ramen noodles.
That's all you do.
Watch your cartoons. Yeah, yeah. No, it's good for you. It's good for you.
Yeah, it's... Get my vegetables. Dude. Those crusty little vegetables on top. Then, by the way, I would dump out. I didn't even get those vegetables. I'm not eating this pea.
No.
Not a chance.
Dang, dude. All right. Let's get more. I love these. Yeah, it's just poor people.
Yeah.
Poor people effect.
Disgusting.
Hey, Mommy. I'm calling in from California with a Pajiski effect. I am so R-worded. I have two boys. They're 10 and 7. You can't even imagine how many boxes of macaroni and cheese I have made. I despise cleaning the pasta strainer. Yeah. Getting that slimy pasta noodle gunk out of the little holes drives me crazy.
Yeah,
and
so tell me.
I just realized that the lid for my boiling water pot has those little holes on it. I could just be draining the water straight out of the pot. All right. Whoa. Take care, everybody.
Hold on. That's what those holes are for?
Yeah.
Or to steam.
I think it's to steam.
But you can do it. Dude,
that's bad. I've always been doing that. And I thought I was like, this is probably not you're supposed to do this. I'm going to hurt myself. But.
Oh, I do it and I hurt myself. Yeah.
But I'll hurt myself anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Dude, that's brilliant. Yeah. I fucking hate cleaning the strainer too. It's the worst.
It is the worst.
They should make disposable strainers so that I just fucking. Because here's what I do when I'm alone with my kids like every weekend. From that, the minute we're alone, it's paper plates and plastic forks, dude. I don't give a fuck.
Dang.
I'm not cleaning a goddamn. You know, it takes so much energy.
They should have a. They should make pots with like a trap door that's spaced for the water. And you could just switch something and it all just drains in there.
You just blew my mind, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should.
We should invent that.
I know, dude.
Yeah.
All right. More and more. Let's do more. Oh, yeah. That's it, dude.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, snap. Dude, that's good. I have that one that you lifted up. But then that's dangerous. It's high. You fucking burn your... I just burned my whole hand the other week. I make macaroni and cheese probably every other day.
You could always just use the oven mitts, right? You could.
If I remember,
Oh, yeah. Who remembers that?
You can do that.
Shit.
That is...
I always forget.
Wise.
You always forget to use The oven mitts for the oven?
Yeah.
The heat reminds you, you know. Literally, so you go, oh, yeah, I own something that will help with this.
Yeah. I just burned my hand. And yeah.
I have a disgusting Pachitsky effect, I just realized.
Good. Let's close out on yours.
All right. I didn't know till my mid-20s when I wrote a joke about this on Facebook and got replies to it. Uh-huh. I wrote a joke about, like, I don't even know what I said, but I was like, you know, when you're like mid-shit and you wipe, blah, and people are like, why are you wiping in the middle of your shit?
Yeah, why are you wiping in the middle of
and
your shit?
And I was like, I don't know. I guess I just was getting a head start. I mean, the shit's not like, it's in the toilet, but there's going to be more. I'm not like plucking out the turd, but like.
Well, hold on. So you're telling me that like are you getting ahead of the mess?
That's what I think I'm doing. But I do that with napkins too. It's like, let the barbecue sauce be on your face and then wipe it.
Wow. You're hypervigilant about your cleaning.
That's true. That's what it is.
Well, is it only a messy brown or just every brown you were doing?
It's like when you know it's messy. You know it's sloppy. And you're like, if I don't get ahead of this now, it's going to get out of control.
But you're right. But you're not wrong. So actually, these cunts that were commenting are the
privileged
idiots.
They probably have like nice, smooth poops that are just one wipers. And I'm like, I stress poop.
Yeah.
I need. Yeah. Okay. That makes me feel better.
You know what you need? You really need a washlet.
Yeah.
Like the.
I got a tushy now.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I'll blast that.
Blast
thing.
It. But I don't think you're wrong. And I actually start traveling with wipes.
Yeah. I pack them now.
Yeah.
Just because flushable wipes.
Because of road ass. It is a real phenomenon.
Yeah.
And
got a tushy and became a real snob, by the way. I was like, I've just been dry wiping.
Same, bro.
Like some sort of hobo.
It's so gross.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. It's filthy. Just
crusty now, paper.
Jessica, I think you're right. I think you should continue your mid-wipe cleanup if you're not at the tushy, if you're not at your day.
Right. I'm bringing it back.
Yeah, I think
you should. Am I kidding? I never stopped doing it. I was like, I can't stop. I'm addicted.
Much like my shame about my childhood, you need to own your double wiping method and patent it and claim it.
Yeah. Sometimes you wipe twice.
Sometimes you wipe twice.
Yeah.
There you go.
So what?
There you go. Jessica Singleton at JMS Comedy on Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to jmscomedy.com for tickets. Go see her, you guys. Support this young blood. She really is so funny and she fucking goes for it and she does squats. And I'm so proud that I'm so happy you stayed an extra day just to come do my show. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Come back next time you're in Austin.
I would love to.
Okay, good. All right, guys. Until next time, stay cool, moms. Bye, meow.
Bye. Where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at. Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's at? Where my mom's at podcast with Christina Pee.